The University at Buffalo, in a memo to its campus community, says it plans to share decisions about the fall semester in mid-June. The state university, which shifted to online distance learning in mid-March, is also planning a phased return of employees and the eventual resumption of research projects put on hold. Today, two things are happening at Hilbert College. Faculty will begin training to improve upon the online teaching skills they were forced to pick up mid-March, and today marks day one of a newly formed comeback task force. Administrators, instructors, and a student representative will sit on that panel. So, too, will Hilbert President Michael Brophy, who tells WBFO they'll consider numerous options to keep students safely distanced in the classroom and on campus.
Everything will be on the table. Evening classes, weekend classes, hybrid classes, which are partially online, partially face-to-face. The only good thing about what happened this spring is every one of our faculty definitely dived into the pool of online learning. So they learned a lot. Our students gave them good reviews and surveys, but they also gave us good advice on how to improve things as well.
The online element could also come into play in the event of future winter storms, allowing classes to continue when the building has to close. Niagara University President James Marr, meanwhile, recently told WKBW-TV in Buffalo that their plan is to reopen the campus by late August. They, too, have formed a task force to figure out how. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.